Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hi there.
Hi. You're home a little late tonight.
Yeah, I stopped by to look at gasoline lawnmowers.
Did you find any you liked?
Well, they had one called the estate model. It had everything. Had a gear shift, a clutch, a little seat, everything.
What, no radio and heater?
Oh, they sure have a lot of attachments. You can get a plow and a seeder and a harrow and even a snowplow.
You're not really thinking about getting one, are you?
No, I figured I'd probably have to sell the house and buy a farm to get my money's worth out of it. Hey, I noticed school books out on the front lawn when I came in. I guess Beaver's home.
Uh-huh. It's upstairs. Wally's in the den on the phone.
Girls?
No. On Saturday, he's going to the amusement park over at Bellport.
Oh, is that open again?
Uh-huh. They have some kind of a new price policy. It seems that if Wally can get four of their friends to go as a group, then each one of them saves $1.50 on a book of tickets.
Hey, Fred? I was just wondering if you wanted to go to the amusement park with us guys Saturday. Yeah, you see, if we get five guys, then it's... Oh, you're already going with four other guys, huh? Okay, we'll probably see you there then. Okay, bye.
Wally, you got five guys lined up yet?
Nah, we've only got four. Every time I try for the 50s, going with another bunch of guys. You know, I never knew there were so many cheapskates in my school that'd try to save $1.50.
Good luck, son.
Thought of someone for you to take to the amusement park. Arthur Thompson.
Nah, Eddie says he's a square.
Now, why would Eddie say that?
Because he carries a briefcase to school.
Quite a student of human nature, Eddie Haskell.
Yeah. We were going to ask Chris Bennett to go with us, but the last time we asked him to go to the movies, he showed up wearing a pair of jeans cut off at the knee. Anyways, Dad cut off his allowance. He might not have $1.50.
Hey, I got $1.50.
Hey, Dad, would you pass the salt, please?
I got $1.50.
So what?
So you said you needed a fifth guy, and I'm the guy.
Oh, Beaver, are you kidding?
Wally, I think it would be very nice if you took your brother along.
Gee, Mom, you can't take a little run along with a bunch of big guys.
I really think Beaver would enjoy it more going with his own friends.
Gee, Dad, you think I'm a little runt, too.
Well, no, it's not that at all, Beaver. It's just that Wally has his friends to consider.
Well, sure. I wouldn't mind so much for myself, but if I told the other guys that Beaver was going, well, they'd start foaming at the mouth.
Well, if you can't get anyone else, I'll bet they'd be glad to have Beaver go along.
Put it to them on a financial basis, they might go for it.
I'll try not to act too creepy, Wally. And I'll even wear my long-sleeve shirt so I'll look older.
Well, Eddie's coming over later tonight. Maybe I'll try to break the news to him without him blowing his top.
Well, you know, fellas, this whole thing may work out after all.
Sure, Wally. And when we're at the park, if you guys want to start messing around with girls or anything, I'll go wash my hands.
Yeah, sure. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, Beef, but you have to go and say that stuff about horsing around with girls.
Gee, Wally, I was just trying to be helpful.
Yeah, well, next time, don't be so helpful in front of Mom and Dad. Oh, hi, Eddie.
Hi. Hey, your father was nice to me when I came in. What's up?
Nothing. Hey, Eddie, I lined up a fifth guy to go to the park with us.
Hey, that's great. Who is it?
Him.
Yeah, me.
Oh, cut it out, Wally. Don't tell me something like that. I just had supper.
Sure I'm going. What's the matter with me?
I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
cut it out, Eddie.
Beaver's got the $1.50 and he's going, and that's that. All right. This little squirt is going, then I'm not going. What do you think of that? All right, then you're not going. Who says I'm not going? Well, you just said it. Well, all right, I guess I'll go. But if I need four other guys that would speak to me, I wouldn't let you push me around like this. Okay, then we're all set. Well, all right. But look, kid, on Saturday, don't you be a little wise guy, and you stay out of my way.
Oh, yeah, sure, Eddie.
But, Wally, what if we run into some, you know what?
Oh, that's okay. He's gonna go wash his hands.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Whitey.
Hi, Bee.
What's the matter with you guys?
We just don't want to get hit.
I wasn't gonna hit you. You haven't done anything.
Oh, yeah. Big guys are always hitting little guys, even if they don't do anything.
Look, don't let him mess around with those tickets, okay?
Okay, Wally. Hey, B, we come over to ask you if you want to go over to the golf course tomorrow, stand outside the fence and get the guys' golf balls when they hit them over.
Yeah, then we charge them a quarter to get them back.
Yeah, we stand outside the fence so they can't get you.
No, I can't go tomorrow.
Well, how come?
Because I'm going over to the new amusement park over at Bellport.
Boy, that sounds neat. Who are you going with?
Oh, with Wally and Lumpy and Eddie and Bill Scott.
With all those big guys, I bet you're not.
I am, too. We even got the tickets and everything.
Boy. Hey, look. Here's right on the Big Dipper.
The Big Dipper? Well, my brother rode on the Big Dipper once at Bellport.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the biggest roller coaster in the whole world.
Yeah, my brother said it was plenty neat. He was sick for 3 days.
Oh, yeah?
I stood outside and watched it one time. You ought to see it go, Beeve.
Yeah, first it starts real slow. Then it goes faster and faster. Then it gets to this real high place, and it drops through space. Well, my brother said it was like making a parachute drop without the parachute.
And everybody starts yelling and screaming.
Well, yeah, and they even got this guy in a white coat standing around in case anybody faints.
It sounds pretty neat, all right, but there must be some other rides in the book.
Yeah.
Let's see, here's another one for the roller coaster. Here's another one.
Well, gee, I haven't really looked at the book good, but there must be some for the merry-go-round, the pony rides.
Ah, that's kiddie land. These are all the big rides.
Well, yeah.
Bee?
Well, yeah?
When you get in the roller coaster, make sure the safety belt is hooked real good. Sure, that's the only thing that holds you in when you're leaning way out in space.
Yeah, if you fell out, you'd wreck the whole day for the big guys.
Yeah, well, I'll watch it.
Well, we gotta go now, Beef. See ya.
So long, Beef.
So long, fellas.
Beef, is that you?
Yeah, Wong.
What are you messing around in the middle of the night for?
Oh, I'm just going to go get a drink.
That's the third time I've heard you get up. What's the matter with you?
Well, I was sort of thinking about tomorrow.
Okay, so you're going to the amusement park with the big guys. Big deal. You'd think you were joining a Girl Scouts or something. Well, go to sleep, will you?
Wally?
Yeah?
Do you know anything about that Big Dipper roller coaster over at Bellport?
I say it's great. It's supposed to scare the socks off you.
I guess it's supposed to be pretty high, huh?
What's the matter? You're not afraid of that roller coaster, are you?
Well, no, it's just that, well, I sort of don't like high stuff, Wally.
Okay, so it's scary. But don't worry about it. If any of the guys give you the business on account of you being chicken, don't worry, I'll clobber them. Look, go to sleep.
Hello? Oh, hi, Fred. Oh, well, sounds like a good idea, doesn't it?
Fred says that Gwen is going to meet him at the club after we get through playing golf. He thought maybe you might like to do the same.
Well?
The boys will be at the amusement park.
Well, all right. That might work out fine. Ask him what Gwen's going to wear.
Fred, June says that's okay. She'd like to know what Gwen is going to wear. All right.
She'll probably want to wear a cocktail dress. I'd feel better in a sports outfit.
Well, June, you know, really anything you... Well, hello, Fred. Yeah? All right, just a minute. Gwen says she's thinking of wearing her knit suit.
Oh, dear. Ask her if I could wear a sweater and skirt. Tell her that I could wear the sweater with a little... Tell her that I could wear the sweater with a little fur... Ask her if I could wear a sweater and skirt. A little fur collar.
Hello, Fred. June wants to know if Gwen thinks it would be all right if she wore a sweater. It's got a kind of a little...
Dad, you reaching a beaver?
Holly, your father's on the phone.
Just a minute, Fred. Look, June, talk to Gwen, will you? I'm a little out of my league with this fashion commentary. Come on, Holly.
Fred? Oh, Fred, can I talk to Gwen?
Now, what's all this about Beaver?
He's not here. And the guys will be showing up pretty quick to go to the park.
For him.
Boy, I mean, it's such a big deal about getting the guys to let him go with us. I should have known the little goof-off would mess things up.
Wally, wish you'd have a little patience with your brother.
Oh, sure, Dad. I've got all the patience in the world. But if he doesn't show up in about 15 minutes, I'm liable to clobber him.
Well, Beaver, good to see you.
Hi, Gus.
You want to get up in the driver's seat and pretend you're racing to a three-alarm fire?
No, thanks, Gus. That's sort of kid stuff.
Well, now, that doesn't sound much like my old friend Theodore. Now, what's the matter, Beaver?
Well, you see, Gus, well, it's something I can't tell any of the kids or my parents, so I thought I'd come to you.
I see.
I know I'm practically grown up and everything, but there's something I'm supposed to do today, and I'm scared like a little kid.
What, scared? Scared of what, Beaver?
Well, I got a ride on the Big Dipper roller coaster over at the new park, and I'm scared to.
So that's it.
Well, yeah. Well, I sort of get scared when it comes to high stuff. Well, does that mean I'm a baby, Gus?
Well, if it does, you're looking at one of the biggest babies that ever lived.
You?
When you're a rookie fireman, you have to jump off of this high tower into a net. You know what I said to myself? I said, Gus, if you've got to jump into that net, you might just as well forget all about being a fireman and keep on working in your father's grain and feed store.
Gee, Gus, I never thought a guy like you'd be afraid of anything.
I was just like you, Beaver. I didn't like the idea of climbing up on high places, much less jumping off into a little bitty net.
Well, what did you do?
Well, I kept thinking about it. I said to myself, well, other men do it. I don't think they're any braver than I am. And suddenly I realized what was really wrong. I was afraid of being afraid.
You mean maybe I'm just scared of being scared?
I'm sure that's it, Beaver. You know, you could walk away from that roller coaster and not go on it. But if you do ride on it, you'll find it was just like me in the net. When it was all over, oh, I was never happier about anybody in my whole life than I was with old Gus. Gus, the rookie fireman, who trembled like a leaf all the way up that ladder.
Boy, Gus, I kind of feel better already, knowing that you used to be afraid of something.
I'll tell you what, Beaver. When you go in that roller coaster today, just keep saying to yourself, Gus and the net. Gus and the net.
Okay, Gus. Thanks a lot. Gus the net. Gus the net. Gus the net.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Lumpy.
Hey, let's go, Sam. Bill's out there.
Yeah, well, look, I'm not quite ready yet.
Well, let's get with it, Gertrude. What's holding you up?
Well, it's a Beaver. He's not here right now.
Hey, that's a break. Let's scram.
Andy, we can't leave without my brother.
Who needs him? He already paid his dough for the ticket.
Look, we promised to take him.
Well, so what? Let's cut out of here before he shows up.
Morning, boys.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello, Eddie. Clarence.
Morning, Mrs. Cleaver.
We're worried about Theodore, Mrs. Cleaver. Poor little fellow. I wouldn't want him to miss this outing for anything.
Really, Eddie?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I've always felt that the older boys should devote more of their time to the little ones. Oh, here's the little fellow now.
Peter, where have you been? Everyone's waiting for you.
Oh, I've been talking to a friend of mine.
Oh, well, come on now. You hurry up. Run upstairs, wash your hands and face, comb your hair, and put on a sweater.
Okay, Mom.
He won't be long.
Oh, there's no hurry, Mrs. Cleaver. We'll wait outside with the other chap.
Boy, Eddie, one of these days I'm gonna slaughter you.
Don't do it now, Wally. We got five guys. You wanna break up the set? Okay, you guys, pile in.
What do you want us to set?
Why don't you ride up front? Bill and I'll sit in the back. We'll put the kid in the trunk.
Cut it out, Eddie.
Yeah, knock it off, Eddie. Come on, B. We'll sit in the back.
Come on, let's go.
Bye, boys. Have a good time.
Goodbye, Mrs. Cleaver. How's everything in the nursery?
Some layout, huh?
This is
great.
Really,
it's
gonna be a ball. Well, what do you guys want to do first? Let's walk around a while. Give the girls a break.
You want me to go and wash my hands now?
Yeah, you stay with us, Steve. Come on, Eddie. We got a whole slew of tickets to use up. Let's go on the roller coaster, huh?
Okay by me.
How about you, Beef?
Oh, well, sure, Wally. It's okay with me.
Okay, let's go then.
Oh, nothing, Wally. Nothing at all. Just
a minute. Hey, look, come on back here. Come on, Dave. You get in with me and Bill.
Hey, this is great.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have some smelling salts for the little tot? Hey, Eddie, fasten your seatbelt.
Who needs a seatbelt?
Man, this is living.
Last off. Y'all set, Beef? Here we go.
Hang on.
Just the net. 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 Just the net.
This is it. We're going over the top.
Thank you.
you like it?
Well, it was neat, Wally. Even neater than I thought it'd be.
Hey, Lumpy, you... Hey, what happened to Eddie? Well, that's the last time I ride with this character. He screamed the whole time. Come on, Tiger, up and at him. Come on, let's walk into the car.
Well, I sure fooled you guys. You thought I was scared, huh?
Come on, Tiger.
How about it, man? You ready to try it again?
Well, sure, man.
Yeah, that's what happened.
You see, Wally? I told you Beaver wouldn't embarrass you by going along.
Beaver? Nah, he was fine. He acted so good that I even forgot he was my kid brother for a while.
Well, I'm glad to hear Beaver came through okay.
Beaver, did you return Richard's phone call?
Yeah, Mom. I just got finished talking to him.
Sounded quite important when he called.
No, it wasn't, Dad. He just wanted to know if I wanted to go at the movies with him and Whitey on Saturday. But I told him I couldn't make it. I'd be busy. Wally, what did you and the guys want to do on Saturday?
Well, Lumpy said that he wanted to...
Cut it out, you little squirt.
One of TV Land's unsung heroes makes a guest appearance in this next episode of Leave It to Beaver. She's known for playing 99's mother on Get Smart. But stay tuned to see Jane Dulow as Richard's mother in episode 178, Three Boys and a Burrow.